Hello, good afternoon. It is here in Baltimore, or whatever the case may be with you. This is part of the Yeshiva's program of providing shiurim to alumni, and given that it is the week before Pesach, it's only appropriate to speak about one prat of Inyanei Pesach. The Shulchan Aruch paskins in Siman Tov Ayin Hey that you should take, in other words, when you make the Hametzi Matzah, so you take, at that point in time, you're dealing with two matzahs, the Shleima and the Prusa. You already put away the third matzah for Kairach after you made the Hametzi, but now you're about to make the Alachilas Matzah. So the Mechaber writes, Sheyikach Ksayis Mikol Echad, which means you need a Ksayis from both the Shalom Dikah Matzah and from the Prusa Dikah Matzah. Now, when he says you need a kesayis, that doesn't mean it has to come all from those matzahs, because obviously if you have more than a couple of people there, you're going to have to be mashlim. But everybody should have a piece from the kesayis, from the shleima, from the prusa, and you need to eat a kesayis, a total of a kesayis from each matzah. Hazei zot the mechaber. The Mishnah Brura is very troubled by this, because Avada says the Mishnah Brura, you need to eat a kezayis from the matzah haputza, because on that matzah you made alachilas matzah, ashekri shana alachilas matzah, vein achila prusa mi kezayis. So therefore, that's why you need a kezayis from the prusa. But the Mishnah Brura wonders, why do you need a kezayis from the matzah which you made hametzi on? Because on a regular basis, when we make hametzi lechem in haaretz, we're not careful to eat a kezayis right away. I mean, yes, we need a kezayis if on a bench, but the hametzi lechem min haaretz does not require a kezayis, because the halacha is that habiches hanen yemuchiv to make afil on kol shehu. So therefore, the Mishnah Brura says, I don't understand why you need a kezayis from both. The Mishnah Brura concludes that the Rishonim, it's hard to find a mocker from this, other than a Rosh and Arvei Psachim. The Mishnah Brura concludes and says it must be that there's a suffix of, in fact, what bracha is going on what matzah. In other words, the pashtus is the hametzi lechem is going on the shleima and the alachilas matzah is going on the prusa. Yei shem, that's fakert, that the alachilas matzah is going on the shleima and hametzi is going on the prusa, in which case you need to fulfill the alachilas matzah from the shleima, and that's why you need two kezesim. That's how the Mishnah Brura understands the Shulchan Aruch. So, most Paiskim say, this is a very important point, that even though a person needs two kezesim, but as we all know, because the Tzlachim Sechta Psochim, the Bir Halacha brings us Bariches, that we were of the opinion that Nismatu Habetzim, and therefore Kezayis is much bigger than it was in Talmudic times. And Mimela, therefore, when it comes to a mitzvah saseh deraisa, be it matzah on the night of Pesach, be it Kiddush Friday night, we're machmir for what's called a kezayis deraisa, which is bigger than a normal kezayis. So all the Paiskim say that even if you tell me that you need two kezayisim for motzi matzah, but you don't need two kezayisim min ha-tayra, it would suffice to fulfill this requirement of the two kezesim, which is at most the rabbanon. It's not even a rabbanon; it's midiri harishenim. So in order, and the diri hashochan aruch, but in order to fulfill that, you don't need two kezesim in atera. You will need two kezesim in rabbanon, and that's muskim among all the achrenim. And therefore, if for argument's sake, if let us say that a third of a matzah is a kezayis deraisa, so it would come out that half of that, which is a sixth of the matzah, two one-sixth of a matzah, would be two kezayisim mirabbanan. Ad kan, that's a muskim lakel. I once heard from Rav David Zichrono Livracha, and Lahavdil ben Achaim and Achaim, Rabbi Hanneman said the same thing, that a person really only has to eat is a one-third of a matzah, which is a kezayis deraisa. But then a person does not have to eat another kezayis drabonon. Because when a person has eaten one third of a matzah, he asks himself, how much matzah did I eat? He says, well, you ate a third of a matzah, it's a kesayis deraisa. But the truth of the matter is, in a kesayis deraisa, in a third of a matzah, you have 2/1/6 of a matzah. So you don't have to go ahead and eat that over again. I can say to myself, Herzachayim, how much matzah did I eat? Well, I ate 1 kesayis deraisa, and I had 2 kesayis mirabbanan. So kum techaisa by saying that when we say you have to eat 2 kesayisim, doesn't mean you have to eat a kesayis deraisa and then another kesayis derabbanan. Because in a kesayis deraisa, i.e. 1/3 of a matzah, you have 2/1/6 of a matzah. So therefore, Reb David held, all you have to do is eat 1/3 of a matzah, a hand shmur a matzah, and memela you'd be yetze side of deraisa and side of 2 kesayisim. I saw in the Sefer Orches Rabbeinu, which are in Hogas of the stipler of Zecher Tzadik Livracha, that he writes that the Chazon Ish himself, Shemidina died because I speak Achilas Echad. The Chazon Ish had gehalten that all you need is 1 Kesayis, Sach HaKoyal, finished. The Chazon Ish says, not that it's hard for me to eat 2 Kesayisim. But the Lashon, as it's brought down, Elamishin de Sfirle de Meikir Hadin, die because I is Echad. Because this whole thing is very, 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 very doubtful where this actually come from. The Chazon Ish says, he tak only ate 1 Kesayis Deraisa. So, Rabbi Isai, if you have someone at your Seder, be it an old grandmother or an old mother or whatever it may be, and it's too hard for them to eat 2 Kesayisim, I don't think you have to worry about it. And even for yourself, with this chap that Rabbi Dov came up with, that a kesayis deraisa includes 2 kesayisim rabbanon, all you really have to eat is 1 kesayis deraisa, which is the equivalent of 2 kesayisim rabbanon. So I just want to go on to one other point. The Acharonim talk about a question of how exactly you should be mechalik the matzahs by motzi matzah, meaning as follows. You know, if you have several people at your table, you know, you have your children, maybe some sons-in-law, daughters-in-law, maybe 8 o'clock, etc., people have a big crowd at their Seder. Some people have a big crowd at their Seder. So it comes to Motzi Matzah, the Baal HaGadah, the Baal HaBayis, in many cases, he's the one that hands out the matzahs. The problem is that to go ahead and to hand out everybody, make sure that everybody has their kezayis, can take some amount of time. So when you go ahead, you make hametz lechem menorah, and then you make al achilas matzah, there's a potential hefsik between the time the bracha is made and the time that you actually go ahead and eat the matzah. So what do you do? How do you avoid this hefsik in zman between the bracha of al achilas matzah and the actual eating of the matzah l'chol hamesubin shana? So I saw in the Sefer Rabbi say 4 different approaches of how a person can go about doing this to avoid hefsik or to avoid the worst hefsik. Approach number 1, Rabbi say, is that the Baal HaBayis goes ahead and makes hametz lechem menorah and he makes an al achilas matzah and then he eats the kezayis or the kezayisim right then and there before he goes ahead and distributes it. I, for the other people, it's a hefsik between the achilas matzah and by the time they get the matzah. The answer is we're more worried about the Baal HaBayis' hefsik than the other people. Because the Baal HaBayis is the one that actually articulated the bracha al achilas matzah. Memela, we're more worried about his hefsik than the hefsik of others. So he goes ahead, makes hametzi matzah, makes achilas matzah. He eats the matzah, which takes him maybe 3-3.5 minutes, and then he goes ahead and he divides the matzahs among the others, which ain't a chinami, is a shtikal a hefsik, but it's better to mimamai than his potential hefsik than theirs. Approach number 2, Rabbi Isai, and this was in fact on Hoga of the Kilas Yankiv himself, and that is that the Baal HaBayis goes ahead, makes the maitzi, makes the achilas matzah, and then divides up the chizesim among all the people that are there. And even though now There's been some hefzigzman till he goes and distributes all those pieces of matzahs. But it says over here that this is how the Kilas Yankiv did it, because the mikra din ein chalukas nechsheves kehefzik kevin shekulam yatsu bibrechosoi v'lachen kulam keecher chashivi. Memela, it's considered as though they're all one together, and therefore they eat the matzah all together. And it's not considered a hefzik, even though there's been some hefzik zman between the achilas matzah and the actual eating. The third approach, Rabbi Isai, is perhaps the least problematic, and that is that before you go ahead and actually distribute, make the brachas and distribute the matzahs, you should make sure that everybody has from the box the equivalent of a kezayis or two kezayis of matzah. And therefore, when the Baal HaBayis makes mitzi matzah, all he does is take a little piece of from the shleima, a little piece from the prusa, hands that out. Doesn't have to start measuring, because everybody has it already before they actually sat down to wash. And this way, he makes the mitzi, he makes the matzah. He hands out a little piece from each one, a little piece, which doesn't take very long. And everybody is kol echad and I'm a kama yava b'shalom. Matter of fact, I know some people who measure out the kezesim, both the matzah and the mor, measure out the kezesim beforehand, put it in plastic bags, give everybody before this, when they get the mitzi matzah, their little plastic bag with the mitzi and the matzah, with the matzah and the morer. Then they go ahead and they do this, and then he goes ahead and hands out these little pieces, which doesn't take very long, and therefore you avoid the hefsik. The fourth approach, Rabbi Isai, was the hanhog of the Chassam Sofer, and I understand that this was also the hanhog of the Briskerov, and that is that the Baal HaBayis just makes hamitzi lechem in ha'aretz. And then he goes ahead and he divides the matzah. And then when everybody gets their kezayis and the matzah, then everybody themselves individually makes al achilas matzah. This way, there's no hefsik at all between the achilas matzah and actual bracha, because everybody makes it for their own. So Rabbi Isai comes out that kol echad. I'm sure that among the four approaches that we discussed over here, there's something that there's probably one of these things that you do in your family. And kolecha al mekamoyav b'shalom, you have what to be semichan, be it the briskerov, be it the chsam sefer, be it the kilas yankiv, and in terms of the tukiz esim, this eitzah from Reb David, I've always felt is eitzah yutzah for everyone. So with that, Rabbi Isai, I want to wish everybody that they should in fact be mekayim the mitzvahs halayla. It's a night that's filled with mitzvahs, mitzvahs deraisa, mitzvah derabbanon. You have matzah, you have sipratias mitzrayim, you have moror and other mitzvahs, and everybody should be able to mekayim the mitzvahs, and that everybody should really take away from the Seder, which is what the Seder is all about, and that is that it reinforces our amuna in the Ribbono Shel'olam, as the Ramban writes at the end of Parshas Bo'i, that not only did the Ribbono Shel'olam create the world, but he rules the world, and he's in charge of the world. And to that end, he went ahead and performed all of these nisim, lahoitzi miliban, as the Ramban writes, on the Mitzrayim, who thought that maybe he didn't create the world, maybe he doesn't run the world, maybe he doesn't care about the world. And that's what the Nisim Metzias Mitzrayim come to show, that no, Baruch Hashem did create the world, he is in charge, he knows what we're doing, he appreciates what we do, and therefore we should all walk away from Pesach and Mitzvah Hashem with a reinforced sense of Amunah and HaKadosh Baruch Hu. Chag Kosher Sameach to each and every one of you.